This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Again, Tuesday is upon us, October the 8th. I'm Doug Steffen. You have circles under your eyes, or are you getting enough sleep?
No.
And Jennifer. All right, well, listen, there are things you can do. We'll talk about that later on. Jennifer Horn is here to talk about other things than the circles under her eyes. Victoria Keelan is here. She didn't have... You have circles under your eyes? I haven't seen you for a while.
Circles? No, I might today. Yeah. I haven't seen in a few days,
Oh, my. Kara Schillen, how's your eye quotient? You looking all right? Circle in your eyes, or okay?
I think they're okay, but
your IQ, your eye quotient.
See, your IQ—that's what it is. Very clever, Jennifer. All right. So, what else have we got? You were focusing. You want to? How many women? Never mind young women. I'm talking about girls. But how many women have dolls? Adults, grown
some
women.
Creepy ones, yeah.
Really?
But there's some. I mean, I hold on to a few dolls from when I was a kid, but I don't have like a collection.
All right, so you have a Barbie story that's trending, I guess.
Yeah. First, full disclosure, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, if you'd like to play, how many of you played with Barbie dolls as a girl?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Had a couple. Kara.
Not me.
Did Kara not have a
Bueller?
I had some. I don't have a collection. I had, like a bin that's full of Barbies that I used to play with. So I played with them when I was a kid.
I had a lot of Barbies. I still actually have some of the collector's ones that are wrapped up somewhere. But I think most girls at least played with a Barbie or two, and maybe even some boys when they were dating G.I. Joe, right? And a lot of people will put a heat on Barbie saying, oh, it's unhealthy body image. No, what Barbie did to me is made me think I could have 400 jobs. And to keep count, Barbie has 200 careers on her own since 1959. Right. Now there is a brand new Barbie career, and this actually coincides with the Supreme Court going back into session. They went back into session this week on Monday and taking up some really high-profile cases. In fact, today they will be taking up a case about discrimination in the workplace. There's a particularly big case where a funeral director was transitioning from, I think, male to female and was counseling grieving victims. They were complaining a lot because they thought it was a distraction, and so that actually made its way to the Supreme Court. So as that's all being determined today, Mattel unveiled Barbie Judge Doll. That's 2019 Barbie Career of the Year doll. She's had over 200 careers since 1959. This year, Barbie takes the stand as a judge, according to Mattel. The Barbie Judge Doll encourages girls to learn more about making decisions to change the world for the better. And you can get...
Here comes the judge.
That's right. Well, I thought it was kind of cool that this wasn't by a mistake, that they put these dolls out the same day, literally, as the Supreme Court went back into session. So that was kind of cool. 33% of sitting U.S. state judges are women, according to Mattel, and they want to make girls know that this is something that's available to them. And Barbie, Judge Barbie, is available in a variety of different skin tones and hairstyles and comes with a black robe and a lacy collar that looks a lot like the picture you might see RBG.
So we just spent 3 minutes plugging Barbie doll and didn't get paid for it, but it's an interesting...
you know, sometimes we can talk about stories that we're not getting paid for.
I get that. Yeah. There is a there's a new show on television that features a young judge, and I watched one episode of it, and I was quite taken. Marg Hellenberger, or Hegenberger, whatever it is one of the judges, and this young black woman is another judge, and it's a very good show. I wish I could remember the name of it. Your Honor or something like that. It's and you obviously, none of you have seen it because it doesn't ring a bell with you.
Mm-mm.
But it was. Look around for it. It's good.
It's called
Are you talking
All
about
Rise?
All Rise?
All Rise. That's it. Right.
I lost interest real fast.
Why?
I don't know. I watched it for about 10 minutes. It didn't keep me, so I deleted it.
Really?
A glowing
I've never
review.
Even heard of it, so
yeah, the
I
woman
don't know.
Is Simone Missick. I've never heard of her before, but
I haven't either, but she's good. But you've heard of Marge Hellenberger before. Right?
Nope.
She was on You haven't really? She was on CSI for years and years.
Never
and
watched
years.
CSI.
Yeah, I've
and
heard of her.
She's in movies and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you getting paid from All Rise?
No, I'm not. Thanks for asking. The situation with the president's tax returns, Jennifer. Let's get back to the mundane world of federal appeals court. They've granted the prez an emergency stay from a court order that would have required his accounting firm to hand over his tax returns. This is just in California? Or is this being...
No, this is national. In California, they ruled it unconstitutional because there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to turn over your tax returns. In fact, most people who run for the presidency choose to turn over their tax returns. But governors, congresspeople, many of them, senators, don't turn over their tax returns. It's not in the Constitution as part of the stipulation as to how to run for office. So I don't know how this judge came to the decision that Trump has to turn over his tax returns, but now another judge overturned that. So I don't know. I don't think there's a whole lot here because I think it's going to stay in court battling it out. You know, depending on the judge they get, it'll be battled out for a while.
Yeah. The situation with Turkey and Syria, this is ongoing. He was accused of having a conflict of interest. And he said, quote, I have little conflict of interest because I have a major, major building in Istanbul. So he wants to protect, is the charge that he is trying to protect some hotel?
Are you talking about he being Trump?
Yeah. Did I say
hadn't
Trump?
Heard any
sorry,
of that.
No,
I
was a little confused with that, too. Yeah, so
sorry.
Wait, start over? So Trump what?
Supposedly,
he has a hotel there?
Trump said, this is an interview that he did during the campaign, I have little conflict of interest because I have a major, major building in Istanbul. This was at the time he was running. It's a tremendously successful Trump Tower, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess the question comes up, is there any place in the world he doesn't have a hotel?
Yeah,
is there going to be conflict of interest every time?
I don't know what you're
saying. The Democrats yell, conflict of interest, yes, you're trying to protect your hotel in Syria. That's what some people are saying.
I don't know about that. I would warn you to probably not put too much credibility into that story. But the president's been saying all along he wants to withdraw troops from that area. He wanted to do it 10 months ago. James Mattis was like, I'm out of here if you do it. He left. I think the writing was on the wall that Trump was going to make this move. So I wouldn't read too much into all of that.
Well, but in general, you know as well as I do, the Democrats keep throwing that in his face. That he's only trying to protect his own interests wherever we may send troops or be a focus. But he's got hotels pretty much at every major city around the world, doesn't he? And aren't there Trump hotels pretty much every major destination around the world?
The Pentagon is looking into why they stopped there. I think I don't know what their outcome was on that, but why they stopped at, what is it, Turnberry, that big resort he had in Scotland or whatever?
And using it for their...
Yeah,
I guess they had stopped there in the past, which was...
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so now with the China, high-level trade negotiations are resuming. White House confirming that the meeting will take place. The delegation is led by Vice Premier Li He. Is that how you pronounce that? Li He? Louis? Louis He. Liu He. Anyway, Mr. He. Mr. He, Mr. He, oh, Mr. He. He'll be in Washington next week for talks with the president and trade representatives and the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Mnuchin. So the White House said, quote, topics of discussion will include forced technology transfer, intellectual property rights, services, non-tariff barriers, agriculture, and enforcement. Okay, agriculture isn't on the top of the list. That's what I'd want. But that's me. I think that the whole business, what's going on with the whole business of what the farmers are facing in this country, we have no idea. The average person has no idea that our food system is about to collapse. It really is. Farmers are going broke. There's a story today in one of my farm trades about how many farmers are having to get second jobs just to be able to pay their bills because the support for agriculture has been diminished by all of this stuff coming in. Was it this week or last week, Victoria? We were talking about the meat that's being brought in here from
The ranchers, last week in Omaha, the ranchers were protesting that American beef is being labeled the same way as imported beef. So American consumers don't
keep it up.
Have any
we'll
idea.
Have no source of food.
Yeah.
We'll be eating stuff that comes from God knows where. Also, with regard to China, did you see where the most recent episode of the South Park series has been scrubbed from the internet in China? Because one of the themes, it's very clever. I'm not a fan of what this guy does, particularly because I think he's a smug. But at any rate, the shows do well, and they're pretty topical. So the current one is a discussion, if you will, or a critique of the relationship between Hollywood and the Chinese government. The episode is called Banned in China, and it aired last week here in the U.S., second episode of the 23rd season of South Park. And so it goes to China, and you can see it. Well, you can't see this one, because the two storylines were both critical of China. One narrative followed a producer trying to make a biopic about Stan's metal band. I don't watch the show enough to know that much about Stan. I expect you probably do. The group members are told not to mention the Dalai Lama, homosexuality, or Winnie the Pooh, so the movie can make more money by appealing to Chinese audiences and not being censored or banned by the Chinese government. And then there's a focus on Chinese movies and the way Chinese... If you watch movies today, action flicks mostly, you'll see credit given the producer list at the beginning. Is those are the people who put up the money to produce the movie. That's who those... At the beginning of any movie, you see two or three names, and those that's the source of the money to produce the movie. And more often than not these days, if you see an action flick... Like the Untouchables? No. What was the name of... No, Sylvester wasn't Untouchables. It was the... What was the name of those three movies that Sylvester Stallone produced?
With the older people?
Yeah, the old action stars. Yeah, anyway, you know what I mean. So they were produced, and there are many movies like it. You see credits given to a Chinese bank or a Chinese production firm, and that's because the Chinese are throwing a slew of money at Hollywood producers to make movies that will do well in China. And this was a shot at that. So the Chinese said, okay, we're going to make sure you can't see. It just shows you how, and the people over there are never going to know it because they don't know that it's been banned. But it does tell you a lot about the Chinese, I think, in many different ways. So I thought you'd be interested in that. The what's the name of that movie?
South Park is amazing.
The Expendables.
Expendables. South Park does satire really, really well, and they have for 20 years.
You got to really be thinking about. Yeah, you got to really be thinking.
They've gone after a lot of people.
Yeah, they apologized apparently, but
that's rare for them. I'm surprised they did.
Yeah, right.
I'm surprised because they've been sued by pretty much everybody. They don't care.
That's good. All right, you're not going to worry about being sued or having to worry about the quality of the product now. And I tell you, it's time for you, if you haven't refreshed all of your pillows, time for you to go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of their BOGO offer. You know what the BOGO is? BOGO is buy one, get one free. My pillows all available. Buy one My Pillow at the regular price, get the second one free. So you buy two for the price of one. Right now, that's a great deal. And if you need to, before winter comes along, you spend more time, hopefully, in a sack, you're going to have the need for having good pillows. Get a good night's rest so you don't have those circles under your eyes. I was talking to the ladies about it before. Let's go to MyPillow.com. Remember, all the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash them. You can dry them. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Specials tab and get all these deep discounts up to 66% on MyPillow products, but you got to use the promo code DJV. All right, you ready? Great radio specials. Get new pillows. BOGO is on. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hi. Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
That's the name of the song, Senorita, Shawn Mendes, broken the record for the most number ones among solo males in the history of the pop soccer charts, the airplay side of things anyway. Senorita, which is a duet with Camila Cabello.
Close.
Takes over at the top of the list. Senorita, he's got his sixth number ones, passing Ed Sheeran, who's got five. Among all acts, Maroon 5 hosts the most adult pop songs at number one, 13 of those. Followed by Pink, the leader among soloists, she's got 10. Katy Perry's got 8, Taylor Swift's got 7. That surprises me that Pink has more than Taylor Swift.
I think so. Pink has just been around for a lot longer than people realize.
Yeah.
She's been around for a long time.
And Taylor Swift was on the country charts for a long time. So for her pop hits, she had to catch up.
Yep. Okay, that's a good explanation. In addition, by the way, to Sharon, Mendez also bests Adele and Nickelback.
I still can't believe that Nickelback.
Nickelback? I mean, oh my God.
My number one hit.
Yeah, right. Mendez first five number ones on the chart. Stitches, back in 2016. Treat You Better, 6 weeks on the chart, also in 2016. There's Nothing Holding Me Back, five in 2017, 5 weeks there. In My Blood was number one for a week last year. And If I Can't Have You was number one a month or so ago here. So, what's his story? What is he? How old is he? What's his deal?
He's too young.
Is he?
He's only like 21, but he's so beautiful. Anyway.
Another one of these beautiful guys.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, really? He's a Canadian singer-songwriter.
He's cute like Bruno Mars, all the old women.
Bruno Mars is way too short for me, so I can't really even. He's got a cute face, but I can't even think about him. But anyway, he's one of those other guys that got famous on YouTube, started posting videos on Vine and YouTube, and got famous that way.
Really? All right. So there's the Shawn Mendes story. Next up here in our musical consideration corner on the DJV program is a YouTube story of producer Mark Ronson. It's going to be available for all to see and hear on YouTube next week. Premiere of a new documentary entitled How to Be Mark Ronson. The new film promises insights into his creative process as well as his backstory working with Amy Winehouse and the lengthy process to craft his and Bruno Mars' huge hit Uptown Funk. That's what there is. That's what this is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uptown Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Uptown Funk. Helping to tell the story, some archival footage, interviews with many of the famous artists that he's worked with over the years. He's probably most famous for working with Bradley Cooper on A Star Is Born and Gaga on her album. Miley Cyrus, his former fiancée Rashida Jones, Sean Lennon, Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran, Boy George. How to Be Mark Ronson will be free to watch with ads as part of YouTube's new programming strategy to open up its YouTube originals to all users. If you want, YouTube premium subscribers get an ad-free version of the Ronson film as well as bonus content, director's cuts, and all that sort of thing. So, that's the Mark Ronson. How old is this guy, Ronson? Do we know?
Mid-40s,
yeah.
Mid-40s, maybe? Early 40s?
Okay. All right, so there it is. That's that story. On the DJV program, you've got everybody's ear here at 28 after the hour. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The very latest this hour on the impeachment inquiry. Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. President Trump reacts.
We won on the Mueller scam. That was a whole big deal that lasted for 2.5 years. We had a few days of peace, and then all of a sudden they came up with this one. But I guess it's just part of my life.
At the White House, President Trump calls the proceedings a scam.
This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
And the president says he's confident the American people and those who voted for him back in 2016 see right through this charade.
The people understand it's a scam. They're trying to win an election in 2020 by using impeachment. If you look at that call, it's a perfect call. It's congenial. There was no pressure.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On this half hour, per usual, that's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is on the out. Not on the out. She's just on the out. That is, she's out. And on to the next thing. A couple of things going on with this shootout in Kansas City. This is another one of these. I don't really want to talk about things, but I guess we need to. We need to follow up a little bit on this, Victoria, so why don't you do that for us, please?
One of the suspects, the two men, of course, went into this bar. The one man had been in the bar earlier that night, and the bartender refused to serve him because he had caused trouble. The guy threw a glass at the bartender that obviously got him kicked out, and then he returned with an accomplice, and they started shooting up the place. So four people were killed, five others were wounded, and so one of
Did
the men
Did this guy
is,
get killed?
No, both the shooters are still alive that we know of. Well, the one guy is in custody. The second one, they're both being charged with four counts of first-degree murder. And so the second one is still considered armed and dangerous, and the bail for both of them has been set at $1 million. And his name is Villanueva Morales, Hugo Villanueva Morales. He's 30 years old, And so, obviously, he probably has a record because they have a picture of him. So, if we know what he looks like, then we know that he's already been in trouble. And so, he is still at, you know, they're on, essentially, we have no idea how far he's gotten at this point or where he's heading to. And police are asking for any types of tips. They've told the media that Mexico's foreign affairs minister had tweeted that both of them were Mexican nationals. And so,
Illegally?
Don't know. Saying that they're Mexican nationals, I don't know. That doesn't mean illegal or legal, so
no,
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
So, but they are asking for if anyone has any, you know, sees anything, has any tips, please contact the local police there.
What a
it's a mess.
Okay, so
and you
want to
hear something
have...
else that's a mess? So there's another trending story.
Yes.
So the other big trending story now, and this comes from the Darwin Awards, which is what we often
Today's
talk about.
Today's stupid diploma goes to...
Four members of the same family drowned at a dam in India on Sunday after slipping into the water while trying to take a selfie.
Good God.
This is a newlywed bride who's 20 years old. She died alongside her family members, who are 22, 20, and 14. The 14-year-old was the first one to slip into the water. They were standing at the top of this very large dam in India, trying to get all together into a selfie. Her husband, who's 25, survived and managed to save his 15-year-old sister. This was a whole family photo together. So basically, two out of everyone survived. And here's something that's really interesting. India has the record for the highest number of selfie deaths of any country.
Jeez.
What the heck is going on in India? Right?
Oh, my God.
And then the other thing is, so they found that this is a new study that these are things that people now keep track of. So India has the most selfie deaths, followed by Russia. Like, what's going on in Russia? And then the U.S., and then Pakistan. And it says most of the victims, 72% of selfie victims, are men under the age of 30. Now, that's the least surprising thing to come from this study.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Wowie zowie.
Yep. A couple hundred people a year die.
Pictures. Remember the judge who hugged the Dallas police officer after she was sentenced to prison? She'd been very much criticized.
The cop,
Tammy
yeah.
Kemp gave Amber Geiger a hug and a Bible. And
he was the brother of the victim, yeah.
No. This is the there's two different pictures here we're talking about.
I think the judge also hugged everyone.
The judge hugged her as well. She said, the judge in black, by the way, following my own convictions, I couldn't refuse that woman a hug. And I would not. I don't understand the anger. I guess I could say that if you profess religious beliefs, you're going to follow them. I would hope that they are not situational and limited to one race only. She's been criticized by black people for giving this woman, a white woman, the former police officer, a hug. Are we in that bad a shape?
I don't think it really has to do with black versus white. I think that people are mad.
I don't think it does, but people took shots at her online for that.
Yeah, but I think that's what a lot of articles are making it out to be. I mean, yes, she killed a black man. She's a white woman. I think that people are upset that she's being hugged because she murdered somebody. None of us were there. Whether it was really an accident or not, I don't know. But it seems like
she got more sympathy than if she was black. If she was a black male who had accidentally shot a neighbor, which is what that's what her defense was, I don't think the judge or a victim's sibling would be hugging the person. I think that's really where people are calling it out.
Maybe. I just find it troubling because these stories...
I think the most troubling.
Why do you talk about them? Because it disturbs you, and it does disturb me.
Well, the most troubling part of all of it to me is no one has a lead on the key witness who has gunned down.
Over the weekend. Right.
Yeah. They have no leads on that.
Yeah.
So that seems really suspicious that it's another. I'm guessing it's a fellow cop. It's a cop who worked with the white cop. Well,
Geiger.
I'm guessing that it's another white cop, and that this is a even a more of a racially motivated case now, because this guy didn't even want to testify, but he was subpoenaed. He had to. He was the neighbor who lived across the hall, and he essentially was the key witness in her conviction. So I think, you know, look, cops have a code of honor. They have a lot of different groups of people do. Cops are no different. I would not be surprised whatsoever if this turns out to be someone that she worked with on the police force who took justice into his or her own hands.
Could be. General Motors has failed to reach a deal with the union. The vice president of the UAW, Terry Dittes, said negotiations have taken a turn for the worse. The union made an offer to GM that addressed a number of issues, including wages, bonuses, security, that sort of thing, pensions. GM countered with a previously rejected proposal that didn't make much, hadn't made much difference what they said before. So apparently GM is sticking to their guns. GM said, we continue to negotiate in good faith with good proposals that benefit employees today and builds a stronger future. So there we go. GM sees a profit loss of $90 million a day in this strike, and the union's losing, the union members are losing $30 million a day, and 50,000 employees figure this one. Strikes, you know what? Strikes never work. They never make things better. By the time you're done with a long, never are you going to win back. You're never going to make back what you've lost. It's just, I mean, there's got to be a better way, frankly. I'm thinking about the workers themselves. There's got to be a better way. How long is it going to take them to make up these wages? They've been out for what, almost a month now? How long does it take to make up all those wages? Yeah. I think that's a question. I'm not sure a lot of them ask that question, but at any rate, here's a question for you. How white are your teeth? How pleased are you with the way your teeth look? Are you liking your smile? When people, more importantly, look at you, do they like your smile? Are they shunning you because you have white, ugly, yellow teeth? Who wants to kiss that mouth? Well, you know, there are a lot of tooth whitening products on the market today. Yep. Whitening strips, toothpaste that'll eat away at your enamel, gels that are a mess and they stink, all of that stuff. Nope, 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 nope. All natural power swabs. That's the choice you want to make. Choice I've made, the ladies have made, everybody who's trying to clean up their teeth and do it the natural way using power swabs. The patented all natural tooth detergent and whitening agent lightens your stains in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Coffee, tea, smoking stains, all that stuff, gonzo. You keep it up, and you really do bring your teeth back to their original color. Call 800-208-1797. Yes, white is a color. Whiteness, brightness. Get a great smile. 800-208-1797. Do it the natural way, and tell them you heard about it here on the DJV program. Get 50% off the retail price of power swabs. Again, dial 800-208-1797 and take advantage of what will work starting in just 5 minutes. 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 after the hour on the DJV program, it's National Fire Prevention Week. Did you know that? Most consumers are pretty familiar with fire safety. There's a recent report from BIC that uncovers a lot of folks overlooking an important factor that could put your children at risk, and that is how to safely handle lighters. So we've invited lifestyle expert and mom, Bahar Teknashian, to tell us some data, give us an update on the surprising data here. What about this report and what it means? Where do we go with this information, Bahar?
Good morning. Well, I'm excited to be here on behalf of BIC, a leader in lighter safety. And, you know, they recently conducted a national survey that was part of BIC's lighter safety report. And they found that while most parents teach their children about fire safety, fewer than half say that their children have actually been taught about pocket lighter safety. And that's actually a very critical gap because many children may see or come in contact with a lighter, but they may be unaware of how it works or what the potential dangers are.
So what are the potential dangers? I guess that's the obvious question.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are tons of dangers. As a parent myself, I first of all think it's really alarming to hear this statistic, and I can't stress how crucial it is to really consider discussing lighter safety with your families, even if you don't personally own one, because while all lighters sold in the U.S. must have a child-resistant feature, no lighter is truly child-proof, and there's obviously no substitute for proper adult supervision. You know, in fact, 77% of Americans don't even realize that lighter safety standards beyond the child-resistant feature are voluntary for lighters sold in the U.S.
Well, so, under the circumstances, it seems like, you know, this is one of those things, who would have thunk it? In a manner of speaking, because it's such a small little device and it's just kind of there. So what about this is a message to parents probably more than anything else. What do you teach your children if lighters are in your, I don't have any lighters in my house, but I know a lot of people who do. You can use them a lot of different purposes. So how do we teach your, what's that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, Teach Your Children?
Yes, well, we can teach them some takeaway tips. In fact, BIC, they've created an award-winning National Fire Safety Education Program because, you know, it's all about educating people. And it's called Play Safe, Be Safe. And they did this in partnership with a nonprofit organization called Fireproof Children. And they also worked with local fire organizations. So here are three takeaway tips for everybody out there. First of all, always store your lighters out of sight and out of reach of children. Secondly, you want to teach young children that if they do see or find a lighter outside the house, tell them to do not touch it, and they must tell an adult immediately. Third, if you do purchase lighters, know that they are not all created equal. So you want to go with a brand that you know and trust, which is committed to safety. And BIC lighters undergo more than 50 separate quality checks during the manufacturing process, so they meet or exceed all recommended and mandatory safety requirements.
So some of these are common sense, and that is we're suggesting things maybe to sort of trip your minds. Many of you grew up perhaps around parents who smoked and had lighters, that sort of thing, and that was the focus that they were used for that. But now they're used for so many different things, I think. I wonder out loud. If there's an example that parents can, you know, it's being conscious, I think, Bahar, much as anything else.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
Really? I mean, storing lighters, the tips you gave us, like storing lighters out of sight, that just seems to be common sense.
Right, but okay, so parents should also explain that, you know, lighters are adult tools. You know, they should never buy or use novelty lighters that look like toys, because that can, of course, be confusing to children. And they should never use a lighter if it's been compromised in any way. So let's say the lighter had exposure to excessive heat. Maybe it went through the washer dryer, or maybe you left it in a hot car. So you always want to read the warnings and instructions that come with that. And, you know, to your point, you might not have a lighter in your house per se, but you need to have this discussion with your kids and just make them aware of what to do just in case they do encounter a lighter at a friend's house or maybe they're doing a science project. You know, Halloween is coming up, so
yeah.
They might need to, you know, fire up.
Right, that's something to keep in mind. That
right.
All the, we have candles in the pumpkins and things like that. National Fire Prevention Week. Go to, I guess the best thing to do is go to national, BICLighter.com/safety to get more information. BIC, B-I-C, BICLighter, all one word, .com/safety. Thanks, Bahar.
Compl-
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
That's a theme from the movie Dave, which was quite a good movie. I would never remember the theme, but it will become our, it's a trip for conversation from Chuck Curry, our movie man, movie moments now on the DJV program. So what are we're celebrating somebody's birthday, no doubt, today, I'm guessing, Chuck Curry, yeah?
Sigourney Weaver, who co-starred in the movie Dave opposite Kevin Kline, turned 7 years old today. Terrific talent, Sigourney Weaver, star of Alien, star of Aliens, one of the greatest action movies, sci-fi films of all time. She was easily one of the best female action heroes, maybe ever. I think I would put her right there as the best female action hero ever. Aliens is a masterpiece. She was in Working Girl, Ghostbusters. She's going to reprise her role in the new Ghostbusters movie. But I love Dave from 93. I thought Kevin Kline was awesome.
Yeah,
that film. What a great press. Give me some Dave now on the white. Give me some Dave. I love Dave.
Yeah, really good movie. That's a good one. You know what? I'm with you on that. I agree with you, Victoria. It's a very emotionally charged movie. Very cool. It was well done. So that's good. Congratulations.
Nice music too, right?
Yeah, it's nice music, yes. All right.
I agree.
The number one movie of the weekend, you weren't around yesterday, so, and the ladies haven't heard that you went to see The Joker, which did about $80 million this past weekend here domestically, I think.
$93 million, which is the biggest biggest October
disgraceful.
Ever.
I haven't seen it yet.
You don't even know anything about it.
This is nothing new. This is nothing new. I've debated Doug many times in 26 years over movies he's never saw. So, but anyway, I actually watched a movie two times. And I stand by the fact what I said Friday. I do think this is a controversial film. I do think it borders a little bit on irresponsible. Having said that, I thought it was fascinating, and on second viewing, I do think this movie is an instant classic. It's just a fascinating movie that puts the last 15 minutes of this film, when it all comes together, I think it's great filmmaking. The cinematography is incredible. The score is awesome. Tremendous performance by Joaquin Phoenix. And I think the people who like this movie are going to like this movie a lot. And it's going to be one of these films that will be seen 10, 15 years from now and talked about a lot. I think it's a groundbreaking movie in many respects. But I do buy into the controversy of it. I don't deny that. But I did really, on a second viewing, I liked it even more than the first time.
All right, so ladies, questions?
Do you think it's going to spin off into a different movie, or are we going to see this Joker up against Batman?
Well, surprisingly, Joaquin Phoenix said in an interview he's open to doing another one. I'm surprised he said it. I thought this was a one and done. It clearly sets itself up without spoilers for another film. It embraces the Batman lore heavily. Thomas Wayne is a major character in this film, which is Bruce Wayne's father. Mm-hmm. You also see an appearance by a young Bruce Wayne in this movie, and the Joker actually has a face-to-face confrontation with that character. But clearly, the end of this movie sets up something bigger in scope. Now, whether Warner Brothers would go down this R-rated road in the Batman universe is yet to be determined. I would have said initially, before the film was released, they would never do it. But I think there's a possibility they could go down that road. This is a very well-made movie. They could cut a Batman movie with this Joker to PG-13, but I think a lot of people who watch this movie would love to see Joaquin Phoenix reprise his role as a Joker in a Batman movie. If you look at the history of the Batman films with the Joker, Jack Nicholson's Joker movie was a massive hit. Heath Ledger, The Dark Knight, was a massive hit. This movie, for an R-rated movie, considering its budget, was around $50 million, which is not a big budget for this type of a comic book film. Even though it doesn't feel like a comic book film, it feels much more like a character-driven art house movie, which I said on Friday. It's going to be very profitable. So the Joker character has been a license to print money for Warner Brothers. So they're going to do another movie with the Joker in some form with Batman. Whether it's going to be him or not, I don't know the answer, but I think it's a possibility.
Give me Downton Abbey, please. I'll take it to Downton Abbey.
So you'll take three tickets to Downton Abbey over one ticket to the Joker.
I wouldn't take them.
You're not curious? Curious at all? Curious?
Nope. 59 past the hour. There he is, Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.